It's AJ Hinch, and he's right. Yep. They, you know, when they interviewed him earlier in the game, made a comment about how we just got to find a way to come up with some big hits. And credit the Tiger pitching. Like, it was amazing how many Tigers said it after the game. We're so glad we could help our pitching out. We're so glad we could reward our pitching, because they were the ones that were able to keep them in the game while the offense did whatever they could. And look, this is probably a team that is never going to overwhelm people offensively with their lineup. They are piecing together what they can offensively, and it's been enough when you couple it with the pitching. And the pitching has been the pitcher I'd like to single out is everybody.
Right.
248-539-9797. Jeff, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, how we doing, guys?
What's up?
Hey, just calling, chime in there, letting you know where I was for that Carpenter home run.
Yes.
Yeah, we were, me and a couple of my buddies actually drove down to Cleveland and went to the game.
Oh,
and
nice.
That ball actually landed a couple rows right behind us. We were the ones that were on TV there cheering.
Okay, so that TV, well, that's, first of all, this is cool, and I was going to bring it up at some point. The TV shot is so great because the ball is landing in right field, and probably 98 out of 100 people are just standing completely still, and then the two others in the frame are going absolutely bonkers. And I don't mean, I'm not saying it was you. I'm just saying you could see these tiny, small little pockets of fans going crazy. And you guys, well, let me see if I can find a replay here and see if we can see you.
Yeah, I had the orange hat on there, and you're right, man. We were surrounded by nothing but a sea of red. There was nothing but Cleveland everywhere. And that game, the whole time the game was going on, like during those double plays, we had guys in scoring position. They did too. It was ecstatic. It was a low-scoring game, no-scoring game, but it was, the whole stadium was loud. The vibe you felt going in there was crazy. And as soon as that home run got hit, man, it was crickets. It was crazy.
Yeah, it's one of the great feelings in sports, honestly.
It was incredible. And just to see the look on their faces, man, when Class A came out of the bullpen, man, everyone around us, they basically told us if we got to the ninth inning with a 0-0 game, it's over. They're going to win. They were so confident that he was going to walk in here and just knock us right out.
Okay, I'm looking at.
I just saw it.
I'm looking for you. Are you like? Is it like an orange with a white panel on the front? Is that you?
That's my buddy Drew. I got the orange hat. And then my other buddy Ross right there with the orange shirt. That's all three of us.
And it's kind of behind you and to your left.
Oh, I was behind him there, yeah, because when Carpenter hit that ball, I was standing there, and we had seen a few pop-ups throughout the day. So we were, like, getting up, you know, every time it's in the air. We're excited for a home run. That thing got hit, and it was going over my head. I turned and was running up the aisle before that ball hit the ground. It was a no-doubter. I was just so excited. He wasn't even around second base, and I was about five rows up the aisle behind me running.
Wow. It was a great moment, and you picked a good game to go to.
Yeah, it was awesome. Well, thanks for the call. Taking my call, guys. That was a good time to
Well, hold on. Did they do a tight shot cutaway of you guys right after that?
Yeah, I've got three guys on screen. So one's got an orange Tiger shirt and a backwards baseball hat.
Yep, that's my boy Ross.
Then there's another guy who's got a white Tiger's jersey, kind of a retro thing with a tiger on a patch on the front chest with a backwards Tiger hat.
That's my buddy Drew, and then I'm right behind Ross there. I was screaming and
so
running.
You're the one that's got the orange hat and the blue Tiger's
the beard jersey. And the glasses?
That's me, yes, sir.
That's so cool, man.
That is really awesome. You were the
Freeze
reaction
frame.
Shot. And you could actually.
It was unreal.
I could see you walking out of your seats and starting up.
The woman behind him.
I like looking at everybody else. Yeah. All the Guardian fans.
Yeah. The woman behind you has her like hands over her face. Actually, she's like, oh.
They wanted the picture that they got with us because they were like, man, we look so sad, but they wanted the picture of themselves too. It was just 0 to 100, man. It was, the stadium was crazy. As soon as that got hit, you felt the life just drain out, and I was just running. It was too exciting.
You can see you leave and start up the stairs. Yeah. And what's the name of your buddy in white?
That's Andrew.
Andrew looks like he dislocates his shoulder celebrating.
Oh, he's a big fan. He's called you guys quite a few times. You've talked to him a few times there from he's from Heartland there. But yeah, I tell you what, that was a trip that we will not forget. That's
really cool. Well, thanks for sharing, Jeff. That's an awesome moment.
So I have it.
Thank you for taking my call, guys.
You got it. Go Tigers, indeed. I've got it freeze framed. And there's women that are sitting down in front of him.
Yeah.
One's got a red Cleveland hat on, and her face is like, oh, no, what just happened? Her, you know, hands in front of her face. Looks like the woman next to her.
Botox lady?
Yeah, the woman next to her.
She looks surprised.
Her eyes are wide open and just like, what just happened? Then there's a dude in a Grace Ashland University sweatshirt next to his buddy Andrew.
That guy looks precious.
Who's just like, I don't even want to be here.
He doesn't move.
No.
Like the whole time. Like, he just doesn't move.
This sucks. You got old guys down in front of them that are just like, all right, what happened? What the hell happened? And just people are just crushed.
It looks like Andrew's punching people. Well, his friends.
Yeah.
He's like hitting his friends. Like,
where was Jeff going?
I don't know. Jeff would just, he had to go.
Yeah, I just got to get out of here.
I ran outside.
You know what? That's when you got so much energy and you adrenaline, like, I got to work this off. I'm taking off. I'm just running. I just started running.
Jenna.
Okay, so the if people want to see this for themselves, Carpenter takes a swing. You get the shot from behind home plate. You see the ball fly. It lands in the stands. Then Carpenter losing his helmet. He's running to second. He's almost to second. And they cut to a ground level shot of him coming from the third base side. He points to the outfield, and the next shot is our guy and his friends. And they did have quite a celebration.
Yeah, I've seen this home run probably 50 times. I still don't see where the ball lands.
It lands.
Now
it's way up.
Well, 423 feet or something. Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
Best exit velo of his career. 248-539-9797. Derek, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Derek?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great.
Yep.
Yeah, so where I was at, I was watching the whole game, obviously. I was stressing out, so I had to go take up a walk to the gas station 3 minutes away, and I heard someone scream. I live in downtown Utica. They got him. They got him. So I thought he was a Cleveland fan, you know, so I was a little distraught. I walk into the gas station attendant, very big sports fan. And I look at the TV, 3-0 Tigers, me and him going crazy, dude.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was emphatic.
One of the fun things is how you literally become very close friends with the person that happens to be in your immediate vicinity when a play like this happens.
Right. The best.
Oh, we were high-fiving. It was, I mean, I still have goosebumps, you know, just even though I didn't see it, I heard the guy scream, he got him. I thought Tigers got out, but when I walked in that gas station, saw the smile on his face, I ran to the TV and looked. Oh. I mean,
great moment.
Tigers run is incredible.
It's been fantastic. It's so much fun. And you know what the thing is? As the game was going on yesterday, I get this feeling of pending doom, like, oh, what's going to go wrong? And I'm scared. And you know, they're getting the ball to Class A, and now crap Scoobles out of the game, and all that stuff, right? And I'm thinking to myself, this has been so much fun. It would be an absolute shame if all we get is one home game. Maybe it's the way I'm wired where I start to worry about everything in games like this, but I was like, God, that'd be a shame if we only get one home game. Now we're guaranteed two.
At least two.
It makes a big difference. 248-539-9797.
Did Kansas City win?
Oh, yes.
That happened?
So here's the other thing. Come home and we've talked about how they had to win the Scooble starts. And I mean, like, the plan, the most logical plan to winning this series was winning the Scooble starts and scratching out a win in one of the other two. It's so nice to have two games at home. It'd be great to close them out at home, but you got to get one of these. And then at least you know you've got another Scooble start in your back pocket. You hope you don't have to use it. Like, if they win tomorrow and you can hope they don't have to use it.
Hope they don't have to use it.
And save Scooble for the American League Championship Series? Because one of the paths, when you start saying, if they're going to do this.
What are you doing?
Hold on. We're allowed to do this. Mm. One of the paths to getting this done, to winning the big prize, is maximizing Scooble. So if you don't have to use them, it'd be awesome if they could pull that off.
Thank you for throwing the ifs in there. Yes.
Of course. If. Yeah. If.
I mean, tomorrow is all that matters.
Right. Yes. Gator and his new mantra, take them one game at a time. Some people in baseball use analytics. We've got Gator.
That's right.
Carson Anderson, 97.1, The Ticket.